Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, recognizing the Sherrard FFA horse judging team as on September 17th, they competed at the Illinois State FFA Horse Evaluation CDE, that's career development event, against 57 other Illinois schools and the Sherrard FFA horse judging team. They win the state title in this competition held at Blackhawk East in Kewaunee. All right, ag teacher Bill Hammes, brag about this group on this team. What an exciting accomplishment. Tell us about this group.
You know, this is a phenomenal group of young adults. I knew going in that they had a strong chance of being able to achieve this goal. Their background, their overall common sense and just understanding of horses, along with the hours and hours that they put in to the preparation for this contest. I mean, I don't know if I could add up all the hours that they've put in prepping for it. There's a well-deserved recognition for them.
The team consists of Anna Taylor, Lily Pasno, and Alexis and Andrew Wareheim, who are twins. So what Correct. About competing against 57 other schools and winning this FFA event, which qualifies the team for the national competition, which will be in October of 2023? That's quite the accomplishment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is quite an accomplishment. And the reason it's delayed until 2023 is because of COVID, they kind of had to move back some of the previous state champion so that they had the opportunity to compete at the national competition. And so as it works out, and honestly, as I have started to investigate the what goes into the national competition, that's a good thing. It's a very, very involved contest at the national level. But yes, it's just fantastic what they've achieved.
One of the team members is Lily Pasno, a senior at Sherrard High School and a member of the Sherrard FFA horse judging team. Again, wins the state competition. For our listening audience, Lily, can you kind of explain what's involved in the competition?
So you get a series of classes. Like, we had 5 performance classes, and then which are writing classes. So there's a couple English classes, and then ranch riding classes, and then we have a couple halter classes. And basically, there's like a series of criteria that go with each class that you have to judge on, and there's patterns that you have to like evaluate how the horses did and how the horses and riders did on each of those patterns. And then just kind of for the halter classes, you got to pick the horses that fit the criteria the best.
And can you explain the work that goes into getting ready for these type of competitions where, you know, you're competing against 57 other Illinois schools?
Yeah, we, for months in advance, we were going online and finding like practice classes where we would judge the horses based off what we know we were, like what we were looking for in those horses, and we would match our placings to the official placings, and we would have to like study like each of the things. Like, so like for halter classes, you want to look on like muscling and structure. So we would have to like learn what the proper muscling should look like and what the structure and conformation of the horses look like, so that way we could pick the best possible result.
And then as far as working as a team, so your teammates in this, Anna Taylor and Alexis and Andrew Wareheim, and I'm sure each of you adds a different strength to the competition. What about that kind of working as one unit to win this competition?
When we were practicing, we were talking to each other as we were like going through the practice classes, and it was nice because like Andy and Lexi, they're really good at judging their English classes. So looking off what they know and kind of trying to pair that with my placings, they definitely taught me how to the English portion of it. And then I'd say me and Anna were really good with the halter and the ranch riding classes. So we were kind of just talking with each other so that we all knew like what we were looking for in there. It helped out a lot working together like that.
Well, another one of the team members of the Sherrard FFA horse judging team is Senior Anna Taylor. What did you, or what do you enjoy most about this type of competition?
Mostly getting to get to know my team better and just having fun. Me, Lily, and all my other teammates, we grew up with horses, and it's just fun really sharing the experience and having them have our backs and working together as a great team.
So 57 schools, right? They participate in this event September 17th, and the winner is the Sherrard High School FFA horse judging team. So what about that? You're competing against 57 other schools and you win this thing. So, I mean, did you think like when the competition's going on, we're going to do it? Or, you know, then you're a little bit nervous about, man, there's got to be some really good teams here that we're competing against. But in the end, Sherrard wins it. So what about, you know, the competition?
It's definitely nerve-wracking, but like how we are taught by our coach, you just got to go in with confidence. And no matter at the end of the day, it's someone else's opinion. And that long as you try your best and you work your hardest, it doesn't matter. And it was a shocking that we won state, but it was a really happy experience.
So your love of horses goes back how far? Give me some of your initial memories.
So my mom was a horse trainer when I was a baby, and I mostly grew up around them. Ever since I was little, I got my first horse when I was 5, and it's kind of like a career path for me.
All right, so you advanced to the national competition in October of 2023 in Indianapolis. So the stakes even higher. What do you do between now and then to kind of get ready for that type of an event?
We just go back to work, try to work our hardest, and we study a lot.
And tell us about the relationship with your teammates, Lily Pasno and Alexis and Andrew Wareheim, working with those other youngsters and having great success.
They are all like family to me. Lily and Lexi are like my sisters, and Andy is like my brother. I grew up with these kids, and these kids are amazing team workers, and I'm so happy to call them part of my team.
Celebrating the success of the Sherrard FFA horse judging team, again, they win the Illinois State FFA Horse Evaluation CDE. That's Career Development Event. And that took place September 17th at Black Hawk East in Kewaunee. They competed against 57 other schools. And now the team heads to the Nationals in October of 2023 in Indianapolis. And again, congratulations to Anna Taylor and Lily Pasno and Alexis and Andrew Wareheim. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.